Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and as it wraps up, kind of like we were saying, kind of the toughest part about it.
Yes. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, this last week in May is really designed to promote an awareness about the importance of individual support systems, about the community, how we as friends, family members, community members really can impact those who may be experiencing a mental illness, maybe a substance use disorder as well. And so I really want to share some tips about having those conversations. As I have provided some programs, whether it's that Question, Persuade, Refer, the suicide prevention program. I do some on farm stress as well. And then our most recent one is called Comet. But really having those caring conversations when you are concerned about someone. And it's a really difficult thing to do. And so what can you do? How can you help? The first thing is to identify an appropriate time and place. So really consider a private setting with limited distractions. And make sure that you have enough time, because you really want to be able to listen to, if that person is willing to open up with you, listen to their concerns, listen to their story. Number two is express concern and be direct. So ask how they're feeling, describe the reasons why you're concerned, and I'll actually share some things that you can actually say to start that conversation here in a little bit. The next one is to acknowledge their feelings and listen. So listen openly. Again, listen. Don't be concerned about responding or how can I help at this point, but listen to what they're sharing with you. Listen actively, openly, and without judgment. We know that if we start criticizing, passing judgment, they're going to stop talking. You will not be seen as a person that they can trust and go to. So acknowledge their feelings and listen. Offer to help. Provide reassurance that mental and or substance use disorders are treatable. And then help them locate and connect to treatment services. And again, this is something that we do through all of our classes. But before you have that conversation, have with you a list of services that are available in your area and know that who you can contact with them and support them through that. And then the fifth one is to be patient. Recognize that helping your loved one doesn't happen overnight. You may start that conversation and they do not want to talk with you. And you may have to continue to reach out to them and offer to listen and help. And so, don't be surprised the first time they say, no, I'm okay, nothing's going on. And then approach it again, within the next few days or maybe within a week. But continue to show that care and concern for them. So what do you say? You can say, I've been really worried about you lately. Can we talk? If not, who are you comfortable talking with? So maybe you're not the person, you've noticed it, but maybe they're not comfortable talking with you. Maybe it's another friend, a family member, or even a professional healthcare provider. You can also say, I see you're going through something. I see you're going through this very difficult time with a relationship, with finances, job loss, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a chronic illness diagnosis. How can I best support you? Again, being that caring, concerned person, going alongside them. They're not, so they won't feel alone going through this. I care about you and I'm here to listen. Do you want to talk about what's been going on? Then you can also say, I've noticed you haven't seemed like yourself lately. How can I help? You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to solve the problem right then and there either. But again, opening up and showing that you care about them, you're concerned about them, we're walking through this together, provides hope for them. And that's really what they need during that time is hope.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of those conversations that are tough to have. And I'm glad that we're getting around to having those conversations.